Blog Talk Radio. And welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah Taylor, and it is a blessing to be with you once again today. We do thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his mercy. Truly, God is such a good God, and we just love the Lord. We thank God that we're in the season of celebration, celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It's time, amen, when we can think and reflect on what the Lord has done for us, how he shed his blood, how he died on the cross, that we might have a right to the tree of life. And it's so befitting that we would be speaking about the tabernacle on this week, walking in the divine presence of God, and what all Jesus did. And when we think about the tabernacle, the setup is that of a cross. The pieces are set up, and when you look at it, it looks just like a cross. And that symbolizes what Jesus has done for us. Now, he has paid the price. He became, amen, that living sacrifice that we might have a right to the tree of life. Glory to God. And so we can come now boldly to the throne of grace and find help in the time of need because of the shed blood of Jesus. And there is power in the blood. There's deliverance in the blood. There's healing in the blood. There's salvation in the blood. There's wholeness in the blood of Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank God for the blood. The blood of Jesus that makes us whole, the blood that keeps us and protects us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, it was that blood that was shed years and years ago in Goshen land. Praise God. When the death angel came through Egypt, praise the Lord. And God instructed Moses to have the people to put the blood on the doorpost, the lintels, which represented the cross again. Praise God. And when he said, when I see the blood, glory to God, I will pass over you because the death angel was coming through. Glory to God. And the people did just as God had instructed. They put the blood from the lamb on the doorpost, praise the Lord. And truly, when the death angel went through, praise God, he passed over his people. And when that death angel comes, glory to God, destruction comes. Sickness may come. Tragedy may come. But guess what? If the blood is applied to our lives, glory to God, the enemy cannot defeat us as he desires to do so. When he comes, amen, to cause our dreams not to be fulfilled, and he comes to destroy, he comes to steal, and he comes to kill. But Jesus has come that we might have life, and that more abundantly. So we thank God for the blood of Jesus. The blood, hallelujah, glory to God, that was shed on Calvary, was shed for you and for I. So, beloved, there is no excuse why we cannot follow God. There is no excuse for us not being all that God would have us to be. For truly we know the enemy comes, glory to God, many times to bring discouragement and want us to get off of our post, if you will, and off of the vision that God has given. Praise God, but we must be reminded, amen, of the word of God. We must be reminded, hallelujah, of his promises, because God says, put me in remembrance of my word. And beloved, God will not, hallelujah, forsake his word. Amen. If he's given you something to do for him, amen, he's commissioned you. He's given you a vision. You must see the vision through. Glory to God. Do not let anything pull you off of your faith and pull you off of what God has called you to do. Glory to God. I thank God for Jesus. I thank him today. Hallelujah. We are going into the word of the Lord. Praise God. But we feel such a presence of God this morning. And we thank God. Hallelujah. It is a new day. Praise God. It is a new season. It's a new hour. Praise God. And God is coming your way, beloved. Hallelujah. Keep your eyes on Jesus, because he is truly the author and the finisher of your faith. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your sweet Holy Spirit. We thank you, God, for all that you're doing for your people. We ask, God, that you bless in this word today, that you minister and that you have your way. Touch everyone, God, that may be listening right now. Touch your people everywhere. Father, all weekend long, prove yourself faithful to your people, that you're God all by yourself, that you're God on the mountain, that you're God in the valley, that you're God, hallelujah, even in the midst of death, you are God, hallelujah, and there is no other God like you. God, I want you to minister to those that may be sick in body, those that may be going through great tragedy, those that may be bereaved today. God, you touch and you minister. You minister to every life and every heart. Oh, God, continue to have your way. Continue to move by your Spirit. Father, we thank you and we love you. We appreciate you for what you are doing. Hallelujah. We want you to get the glory and we want you to get the honor. You be magnified, glorified, and lifted up now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, we are going into the word of the Lord. Amen. We are doing a teaching again, walking in the divine presence of God. A study on the tabernacle. We're going back to Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. We're going to just read this in the Amplified Bible. Praise God. It says, I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, and beg of you, in view of all the mercies of God, to make a decisive dedication of your bodies, presenting all your members and faculties as a living sacrifice, holy, devoted, consecrated, and well-pleasing to God, which is your reasonable, rational, intelligent service and spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, this age, fashioned after and adapted to its external, superficial customs, but be transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideals and its new attitude, so that you may prove for yourselves what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in his sight for you. Praise God. Now, when we think about this scripture, praise God, we know that we must, as men and women of God, children of God, young people, amen, amen, as people of God, we must, amen, present our bodies a living sacrifice. Amen. We must be willing to present everything all to Jesus. We must not, amen, leave anything out, even our worries, our frets, our cares we can give to the Lord. Praise God. We don't have to carry those things. Amen. So when we give ourselves over to the Lord, he knows exactly what we go through. He knows the trials. He knows right now where you are. Praise God. He knows, glory to God, the pressure that you may be under, what you may be feeling. He knows, amen, if you're in a dry place. He knows that, amen, if the ground is barren, if it looks like it's barren and there's no water, praise God, he knows where to go to get the water. Praise God. And sometimes we just have to simply open up and allow the Lord to pour in, amen, fresh oil and fresh wine to us. We have to allow him to minister to us. Praise God. And we must let down the walls. Praise God. Amen. So when we present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, amen, this is our reasonable service. Amen. It's rational. It's intelligent. Praise God. Service and spiritual worship. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Now, in view of this, in talking about, amen, the tabernacle, praise the Lord, what we see is we get to the laver. We get to the place of sacrifice. Amen. The laver is a place of cleansing, praise the Lord. And when we come to Jesus Christ, praise the Lord, we come just as we are. Amen. We come, praise God, with all of our troubles, with all of our faults, sins, whatever. Amen. But we don't stay in the state of sin, if you will, because when we really give our life to the Lord, he cleanses us and he frees us and he delivers us, amen, from the bondages of the enemy, praise God. But then we come to a point in our life of sanctification where God has to set us apart, amen, and sanctify us and purify us and cleanse us, amen, for a specific use, because God does want to use us. But, beloved, he cannot use us, amen, if our lives are not a replicate of him, if we have not committed all to him, and we have areas in our life, amen, that the enemy can still use, then God cannot get the glory, total glory, out of our life. So we must be cleansed, praise God. We must be washed, praise God. And this is what the labor does, praise God. And we're going to read a scripture over in the book of Exodus, chapter 17. I'm sorry. Let me go back. Exodus chapter 30, verse 17 through 21. And this describes the labor. It gives us a description of what this labor is all about. Praise God. Exodus chapter 30, beginning at verse 17. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Thou shalt also make a laver of brass. And we know brass represents judgment. Amen. And God judges us. He corrects us. He gives us instruction. Praise the Lord. And this is good for us, amen, to get instruction. It's good for us to get correction. And even in times of judgment, it comes because God loves us, because, amen, he cares about us, praise the Lord. And if God didn't care about us, he would not correct us when we were wrong, praise God. So when we see times of even hard judgment, as the Israelites went through, it was because they sinned. It was because, amen, they got out of the will of God, and God had to, amen, allow things to happen to get their attention, amen. And he told them, praise God, if you murmur, if you complain, I don't like that, praise God. There were things that they would do that God would not like, and he would retaliate. And what I mean by that, amen, he would let it be known, no, I'm God, praise God, and I will not have any unclean thing, any unholy thing in my midst, praise the Lord. And so the labor, amen, is this place of sacrifice. And so it says, thou shalt also make a laver of brass, and his foot also of brass, to wash withal. And thou shalt put it between the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar. And thou shalt put water therein. And we know water cleanses, praise God. For Aaron and his sons shall wash their hands and their feet thereat. When they go into the tabernacle of the congregation, they shall wash with water, that they die not, or when they come near to the altar to minister, to burn offering made by fire unto the Lord, so that they shall wash their hands and their feet, that they die not. And it shall be a statute forever to them, even to him and to his seed throughout their generations. Praise God. Now, the labor, again, is a place of sanctification. We are sanctified by the word, set apart. Amen. Sanctification means to be set apart for a sacred or consecrated use. And when we begin to take the word of God into our heart, we begin to apply the word will cause us to be sanctified in the fact that it will set us apart. We'll begin to see, understand what it means to walk in light, walk in darkness. Amen. We will learn what to do, what not to do. Praise the Lord. There are things, amen, that we cannot be participants of. Praise the Lord. When we come out of the world, praise the Lord, we're not to replicate the world. We're not to be imitators of the world, but we're to be imitators and followers of Jesus Christ. Praise God. There's got to be a difference between holy and unholy. Praise the Lord. And so this place of sanctification will even let us see what's in us. Amen. What needs to come out of us. Praise the Lord. As we've been walking through this last year, preparing for our Women of Power Conference, the theme for this year is Make Me a Vessel of Honor, Meet for the Master's Use. Praise God. And when I think about that theme, praise the Lord, and a vessel of honor, praise God. Sometimes, amen, you've got to go from one of our workshops is from dishonor to honor. Praise the Lord. How do you go from dishonor to honor? Praise God. How do you come out from the world and become, amen, a member of the body of Christ or a child of God, if you will, simply because of the blood of Jesus? Praise God. We go from honor. We go from dishonor to honor when we recognize things that are in our lives that should not be there. Praise the Lord. And then we allow the Lord to cleanse us and make us whole. This has been a year of breaking. This has been a year of crushing. This has been a year where everything that could be broken open has been broken open, praise God. But it's because God wants to make us vessels of honor. He wants us to be pure and clean, praise God. So this place of sanctification, amen, this labor is a place, glory to God, where if there is sin in your life, you can see it for what it is, and then allow the washing of the water to take place. Allow deliverance to take place. Praise God. This is where we get real. Before we can go any further from this spot, we must get real with God. And some of you on that may be listening right now, you may be facing some situations, and there may be some things in your life that you've been struggling with. There may be some habits that you've been dealing with. Glory to God. Things that God has been pressing you about that. I don't like that. Amen. I love you, but I don't like that. Praise God. And you've been struggling in your flesh. There's a war going on in your mind. Praise God. Between light and darkness. Praise God. But what we need to do is recognize it for what it is. Amen. And simply say, God, I want you to do something in me. I want you to deliver me. I want you to make me whole. Take this out of me and cleanse my life. Wash me that I may be pure, that I may be white as snow. Praise God. So again, the place, the labor is the place of sanctification, and we are sanctified by the word of God. Jesus, who is the word, convicts us of sin. So the labor speaks of judgment upon sin operating through the word of God. In other words, it's the word of God, praise God, that will, amen, make us whole again. It's the word of God, amen, that will cleanse us. It's the word of God that will bring deliverance in our lives. We do thank the Lord for our callers, amen, on today. We appreciate you calling in. Praise the Lord. Amen. I see some hands. Praise God. I want to take a minute, praise God, just to welcome our guests. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now I'm going to have to mute someone out. Praise the Lord. I do hear some background noise. Praise God. Amen. We want you to be able to comment. So I'm going to wait just a moment. Amen. We thank God for you being on the air with us today. Praise the Lord. Now, God expects us to use his word to judge and to cleanse our own walk of life, praise God, even as a mirror is used for outward grooming, praise God. And so when we think of this again, when we think of a mirror, when we see the word, when we see ourselves in the word, amen, we may not like what we see, praise God, but it's an opportunity, amen, for us to say, okay, Lord, I see that, praise God, and I don't want that in my life, praise God. I want you to bring deliverance. I want you to bring wholeness. I want you to bring, amen, freedom into my life, praise God. And this is a place where this takes place. Thank you, Jesus. Now listen. Amen. You can read, amen, in your time. I don't have time to read this scripture, but James 1, 22 through 25, it talks about that mirror, praise God. And also 1 Corinthians 11 and 31. Amen. Now this cleansing comes as the word exposes areas in our lives that do not conform to God's standards. We cannot remain in sin once we have been delivered and cleansed. We must move forward toward God's presence. And in order to do that, praise God, it takes us admitting and realizing right where we are, praise God. Amen. And when we do that, praise the Lord, when we see where we are, praise God, but we know we don't want to stay in that vein, praise God. Just let that washing, let that cleansing take place. Let it go all the way down in there, praise God. Now listen, the labor is where God deals with us individually, praise God. Amen. When I think of a labor and you're looking down in this bowl, praise God, you're looking at yourself, Amen. A lot of times we want to point the finger at everybody else, what Johnny's doing and what Blue Boo is doing, amen, and what Bebe is doing, praise God. But God is saying, what are you doing? Amen. What am I doing? Praise the Lord. Amen. So when you look down in that labor, you're looking at yourself, praise God. So God deals with us individually, praise the Lord. Amen. Am I straight? Is my attitude right? Praise God. Am I walking pleasing to God? Amen. Am I obeying the Lord? All of that. Praise God. So self has to die. Amen. We have to die. Self has to die. Praise the Lord. Amen. So if we do not allow God to deal with us here, we won't be able to stand in the presence of God. Praise God, because even the priests realized that if they weren't cleansed, if they weren't free from sin, when they went into God's presence, they would die. That's how much God hates sin. He will not tarry, amen, with any sin. Praise God. He couldn't even look on his son. Praise God. His very son, his only begotten son, he could not look on him. Praise the Lord. Because, amen, of the sin. Amen. So sin must die. We must allow that thing to die. The flesh has to die. If we do not allow God to deal with us here, we won't be able to stand again in his presence. The priest had to be cleansed prior to going into the presence, or they would face God's judgment. Amen. This place right here represents judgment. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And judgment, we know, begins at the house of God. Amen. It begins with us. Praise the Lord. And then with us, if it begins with us, what's going to happen with the world? Praise the Lord. So God judges the church. He judges the body of Christ first. Praise the Lord. Amen. And it's because he loves us. Again, it's because he cares. Amen. Praise the Lord. So first, we are cleansed by the blood. Amen. At the brazen altar. Praise God. Amen. We initially, when we come to God, amen, when we repent of our sins, he cleanses us. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then we are cleansed by the water, which is the word of God at the laver. Praise God. Amen. The brazen laver. This is where we receive the sanctification. Praise God. Now, we've already read Romans 12, 1 and 2, but 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 1 through 9. I'm going to run through that real quick. Praise God. 1 Peter 2, amen, 1 through 9. Thank you, Jesus. I had it and then I moved somewhere else. Let me get back to it. Praise the Lord. Amen. It says, wherefore lay aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speaking. As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be, ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. And we know that God is gracious. We know that he is a good God. Praise the Lord. We know he's a kind God. Amen. We know he's a merciful God. Praise the Lord. To whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the scriptures, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But ye are a chosen generation. Praise God. We're chosen by God, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So, beloved, this is an awesome thing to know, that God has called us. Praise God. He's called us to live holy. He's called us to live righteous. Praise God. He's called us to live a pure and clean life, and we can do that. The washing of the water. Let that laver, amen, cleanse you. Praise God. Let it wash you. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then make you meet for the master's use. Praise God. Make me a vessel of honor, meet for the master's use. We want to be used by God. Amen. In one of our workshops, we're going to be talking about take me down to the potter's house. Praise the Lord. So when you go to that potter, praise God, and you allow yourself to be put on the wheel, you're giving him permission to make you any kind of way. Praise God. And God, Jesus is the potter. We're the clay. Amen. And when he squeezes us, and sometimes he'll slap us down. Come on. Amen. Sometimes he has to crush. He said, wait a minute, I don't like that. And he'll just take a little knife and just carve some stuff off of us. Praise God. And we go, ouch, I don't like that. Oh, that hurts. Praise God. But when you're in, oh, my God, when you're on that wheel and you're saying, whatever you want to do with me, God, however you want to make me. Praise God. That's going to take some pain. It's painful. Praise God. For flesh to die is painful. Praise God. For us to give our will over, amen, sometimes it's painful. Praise God. But it's necessary. Take me down to the potter's house. Glory to God. And then we put yourself on the wheel. God, don't put you there. You've got to put yourself there. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so we are to be living sacrifices, holy and acceptable unto God. Christ has ministered to us the initial cleansing. It is our responsibility to maintain that daily cleansing by exposing ourselves to the Word. Praise the Lord. We are to minister that cleansing water to one another in the Spirit of Christ and in humility. Praise God. We must be humble. Praise the Lord. Amen. So the church is to be sanctified, cleansed, and made holy by the washing of the water of the Word. Ephesians 5:26, praise God. We've got to be washed and cleansed by the Word of the Lord. We thank God for this Word today. Amen. We want to realize, amen, that this labor is a very important part of the tabernacle. It's a place of cleansing, place of sanctification, being set apart. Amen. For our use, for to be used by the Lord. Amen. You've been listening to Set Free Live. Amen. And Set Free Live is brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. We thank God for this Word today. We thank God for our callers that have called in. Praise God. We say God bless you. We appreciate you for calling in on today. Amen. We just want to take a moment if you would have any comments at this time. God bless you. Praise God. We thank God. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, God bless you.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm blessed. This is Minister Cliff from Arkansas. And,
yes.
You know, your program was the second program I heard this morning.
Okay.
About the word peculiar.
Praise
God. Like, good God. This is somebody but God, because he is actually, you know what, to make a long story short, I have worked on my chain. I'm sorry about my truck is loud. I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
That worked. And, I have folks in my community, in my workplace, in my neighborhood that don't like me. For the simple reason why I'm trying to do right by God's standard.
Yeah.
Now, you know, a lot of folks say, because you're a minister, you and right all the time. No, that's a lie, because we all fall short of glory to God. But he's the only one to get back up and push that on the potter's wheel. Because
amen.
If we were on the potter's wheel ourselves, we would get off ourselves. Like you said, ouch and on, God, I don't like this. You were talking to me. Lord, have mercy.
Okay, praise God. Amen, amen.
So there's some things I didn't like that God was doing in my life, but I had to
all
sit
right
there and take it. God, the Word
yes
said, be still, for no, that he is God.
Amen.
Not Cliff, not my mom, not my brother, not my son, not my wife, but God is going to be God all by himself. And without
amen
him, we there are none of us. So
amen.
I'm thinking, praise God, for you and your Word, your ministry, your family, and even your enemies. Hello.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, Lord.
Praise God.
Without God, I would not be the man. No, you know what? I would not be here at all.
All right.
It would not be
praise
a cliff today.
Amen.
8-14-71 would not have come around.
Yes.
I'll
amen
be 40 years
amen
old next month, God willing.
Praise
and I
God
have been through a whole lot of mess.
All right.
I should have been dead
God
a long time ago.
Yes. All right.
Waking up to women, I'm going to keep it real. And college
all right
waking up to females and who I didn't know how I got in bed with. But I didn't, I was
amen
disease and AIDS free.
All right.
God
praise
yes
God. Yes.
And when
you thank
my,
God
gave my wife last December, I thank praise God for my wife. She's the most beautiful thing that I can ever ask for.
Amen.
As good as I am, praise God for that. I love to laugh.
All
but
right. Praise
ooh
God.
And she supports my ministry and she supports me.
Amen.
And vice versa.
Amen.
But I had to go through
right
a lot. I had to go through a lot of beasts like Adam. I had to see a lot of beasts. My blessing showed up.
Amen. Praise God. Well, we thank God for you, Minister Cliff. Amen. Thank God for those words. Praise the Lord. It's so encouraging. Amen. To hear this. Amen. You just stay encouraged in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God for you joining us. Amen. My time is gone. Amen. Just went today. Amen. But we pray that you'll join us again. Amen. Amen. On another broadcast. Praise the Lord. Just be encouraged, brother. Know God loves you. Amen. He's working things out just for you because he loves you. He cares for you. And he has your best interest at heart. Glory be to God. You have been listening to Set Free Live. Amen. Join us again on another broadcast. Amen. Where we will continue to lift up the name of the Lord. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Minister. Are you still on the line?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, sir. We're not streaming, but I just want to pray with you real quick, if I could.
Oh, I'll take all prayer. Yes, thank
okay.
you.
Amen. Father God, we thank you for Minister Cliff today. We thank you, God, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing for him. And I just ask, God, that you would continue to bless him, bless his family, bless his companion, bless the work of his hands. God, we thank you for your anointing now. We thank you for your presence, Holy Ghost. And we ask, God, that you would continue the work in this man of God that you have begun. Father, we thank you for the word today. We thank you, God, that the word comes that we may be free. Oh, God, and free him in every area, God. Continue the work that you have begun. God, as we see ourselves, help us to be humble before you, God, and repent,
God,
and just give you every facet of our life, every part of us, God, making that vessel, God, that vessel of honor, God, meet for your use, Father God. Continue the work
Thanks,
that you have
Lord.
Begun. Oh, my God, we thank you now. Thank you for doors that you're opening, God. Thank you for ways that you're making right now. Oh, God, pull down every stronghold in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let your word go forth in power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. God, keep him, oh, God,
you,
in the center of your will.
Yes.
And we thank you now. Oh, by Shando.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Thanks,
we give you glory now. And we give you praise and we give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
you.
The Lord. Amen. God bless you, sir. We appreciate you. Yes, sir.
Thank you. What's the name of your show? I'm going to look you up again because I just caught you by your name.
Set Free Live.
Set Free Live?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to write you when I get home. I'm 3.5 hours away from my home, so it'll be a minute.
Oh, bless your heart. Okay,
yeah.
All right. Well, please do look us up, Apostle Deborah Taylor. Our website is Women of Power Ministries, www.wopministries.org.
Okay,
but you
Thank
can just look
you.
Us up, Set Free Live. Yes, sir. We love you. We appreciate you. Call us again.
All right, I will. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right.
God bless.
All right.
Bye-bye.
True.